With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Not a stack of content coming your way today, but at 3 p.m. on YouTube, we've got Beers and Breakevens episode 2 for this week dropping. Episode 4 of season 2023, we're continuing with our positional analysis. We'll be going through halfbacks and 5-8s. A really deep chat there with a heap of guys to get into. A couple of anti-pod opportunities, which will be very, very interesting. Buy planning comes into this chat a little bit as well, so plenty to sink our teeth into. If you haven't already, we went through fullbacks and hookers last night, so that YouTube is available now for you to go and have a look at Rugby League Guru YouTube. Halfback and 5-8s, they'll be dropping at 3 p.m. this afternoon for you to have a look at. Here's a sneaky little sneak peek at what myself and Timmy Williams were talking about when it came to 5-8. Adam Dewey and Matt Burton, I think they're on everyone's hit list. Most people trying to work out which one they go. We take a deep dive into this conversation.
Wes, we made the point against him in yesterday's podcast, and I'll stick by that for now.
Okay, let's get into the thick and hairy stuff. We've got Burton, Adam Dewey. I've got a question here from Jay Smith. Hopefully that is the great Jason Smith, one of the greats of all time on and off the field. Yeah. Is Burton the best choice at 6 to start? I think there's a fair argument that he is, but, mate, listening to the Spy talk last night on Supercoach Playbook on YouTube, make sure you're subscribing if you haven't already.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks. That's all right, mate. Don't worry about it. I got you. A little 5-8 over there. Make sure you are subscribed, though. Supercoach Playbook on YouTube.
Yeah, Burton and Flanagan. I'll bet you 5-8, but I'm Burton.
That hurts. That hurts heaps. He did bring up some good points, the Spy, with Adam Dewey. I'm still leaning towards Matt Burton. I just think adding Kikau on that edge, you know, he's coming back from a World Cup. I think he'll come back very, very confident. Canterbury should improve in general. They should have a coach that picks the team. I just think there's a lot of positives. He's a goal kicker as well. He's 30K cheaper than Adam Dewey. Not that that's a big push, but he is cheaper. I prefer Burton, but Adam Dewey, you have got some pretty good numbers on him.
We've got some good numbers on both of them, and this is the one that's
Everyone's wrestling with this.
Yeah. Up until round one, it's going to kill me, this decision. And I haven't ruled out other 5-8s, but it looks like it'll be Dewey or Birdo. So when we did initial team reveals last week, I had Dewey, and I finished the podcast, and, you know, we had spoken about your team. You gave me a few points around Birdo, and I got a little bit keen on Birdo. I was thinking of flipping. Went on the podcast last night. The Spy had some good points around Dewey. I keep chopping and changing. So my against for Birdo, and I'll start by saying the Tigers and Doggies are in a very similar boat in that they've both recruited really well and look like big improvers this year. Birdo, last four games last season were all under 50 points. Three of the four games were under 32 points. Last season, he had 10 scores under 40 points. Mm. Pretty damning stats. Now, to average 59 or whatever it was he did, or 57, it's like, oh, well, there's obviously some big scores in there too, so we know what he can do. The kick-out factor excites me. We touched on that last week, and it's just, I think defences are going to overcompensate on him so much that it's just, you can see it all year. The Birdo show and go, just diving over untouched. I like that. I think they're both stars. Birdo's got a slight edge in class to me. I think he's just, in your words, could be anything. So I don't mind Birdo. Dewey, going back through his stats, felt like when I brought him in last year after his 141, my memory was that he didn't go real well. Then you go back and look at the stats. From round 18 onwards last season, so the first three games he had back for the season were slow. He was coming back from a long-term injury, no surprise. From round 18 onwards, he averaged 72 points per game, which is really, really good numbers. He now gets behind what should be a vastly improved Tigers outfit. In 2021, he had 14 games at 5'8", averaged 82 points. In that, he had a 20, a 25, and a 34. I know 2021 was that anomaly year with the big scoring, so I get that, and that needs to be taken into consideration, but he's just, there's just points in him.
There is,
he's got a better pedigree than Birdo.
Yeah, I think there is so much upside in Burton. I you know, and it's more of a gut feel, to be fair. I just feel like Burton's in for a big one, and Dewey, whenever everything looks good at the Tigers and it's really simple and this should happen, fucking this happens and this happens and this happens. That's my worry.
Even if they win their two trials 50-0, 50-0, you'll be like, this means nothing.
Yeah.
Like other teams, you do like, all right, promising signs, that's good. Tigers, you'd be like, I want to see them do it in the NRL.
I love the Hello Sport boys always joke that a couple of years ago at the one of the Tigers trials, when they went off at halftime, the crowd at Leichhardt Oval gave them a standing ovation in a trial, and that just doomed their entire fucking season. The standing O at halftime in a trial, which I fucking love. I think I'm really, really leaning towards Burton just because I do not trust this Tiger system. I want to see what they look like first. But anyone that does go Dewey with those sort of numbers, I get it. I understand it.
And the Tigers have a bit of a better draw to start the season as well. I might just spare myself the troubles and put Schuster at second row and play them both.
He'll goal kick too, do he, won't he? Now that Jacko's gone, there's no, yeah.
Yeah. And then Jacko Gorn.
Surely he kicks over Luke
Jacko Brooks. Jacko Gorn, like when Jacko's at lock, you know, he's going to take a lot of ball off Dewey. Dewey's going to get so much ball.
Yeah, but geez, Jacko was putting him in some good spots too, though. Same time.
Yeah, fair. Good, sir. Yeah, I'll pay that.
I think it'll be really crucial to the Tigers who plays third A. If it's Bateman, it's great for Bateman.
Yeah.
But I don't know how good it is for everyone else. And that's going to be a little bit of a worry. And I would imagine as a half, as good as Bateman is, fuck, it would be frustrating trying to get your sets ready and organise where you're going.
You can see them being so clunky, can't you?
Yes, because he's just going to be a pinball machine, which is what you want him to do, but you want him to do it on an edge when you turn him under, not when you're trying to get your set to the spot where you want to be.
Like, if you don't want a ball playing lock, you'd better off going for a Joe O who's just going to go up, knock a few down, get a quick play of the ball, and then have everyone set. Bateman, as you said, used the correct term was pinball.
Yeah.
He's all over the shop. Trying to play off the back of that, impossible.
But then, do they have the halves to play without a ball playing 13? That's the worry for me. Like that, there's just a lot of question marks around the Tigers.
To be fair, Dewey and Wakeham would be good together, mate.
To their credit, if history repeats itself here, Tim Sheens has an incredible record of getting the absolute best, especially on the attacking side of the front, out of those players. So,
yeah. I was about four when he was doing that, Tim Sheens.
Yeah, but he's done it over a number of years in very different brands of rugby league as well. I know it's a long time ago, I get that, but like you go back to 05 when he did it, you look at 04, like it was a completely different brand of footy where it was just about these big mobile forward packs. I don't know if I'm not convinced it's going to happen, but I can understand that as an argument as well.
My heart says Birdo, my head says Dewey.
Yes, yeah. I think it's a vibe call. You back your gut feeling or your head, whatever you go with. I don't think either's going to be wrong, to be honest with you. Now that head fucks out of the way and we've come to no conclusion whatsoever to help you with, Tom Dearden, A lot of people very keen on him with his draw. 612K, that's about a 58-point average. I found it interesting. Obviously, he was coming off a career year, which I'm not overly huge on. But I did find it interesting that outside of the Origin period, so you will remember during the Origin series, he went into camp a few times. So he left the Cowboys, came back, he played Origin 3. So outside of those weeks, he averaged 63 for the season. So before Origin and after Origin. So a little bit of upside there. But I just, if you're going to spend 612K on a 5'8", spend 8 less on Burton or spend 20 more on Adam Dewey, I think.
Yeah, I speak about players that scare me not to own, and Tom Dearden is not one of them.
One of them.
And I also speak about, I think to really, if you're serious about winning Supercoach, you need just high-ceiling players.
Yeah.
Dewey and Burton will have, you know, could both have 150s in them this season. Dearden, he's rock solid. He was so consistent last year. The Cowboys have a great draw to start the year, but I'm chasing the upside.
For sure. And like you have a look at Dearden. I was having a look at some stats the other day. I mean, just having a look through it now. You know, there was three games in the middle of the season where he scored tries in all three of them. 42, 57, 55. Mm. You know, he's done that a few times. You know, he scored two tries against the Warriors in round 23. Scored 91. Not a bad knock, but it's two tries for a 5'8 in the top 14.
Yeah. And then if we're comparing to Birdo and Dewey, they're two sides of sides that we think should be big improvers. The Cowboys finished third on the ladder last year and always played in a grand final. Like,
tough to improve.
We think they can be thereabouts again, but you know, easier said than done.
Yeah, I think Dearden is a solid Supercoach player, but I think he'll always be a better footballer than what he is. Supercoach player, realistically. Mate, one guy that we're going to talk about a lot today, we're going to talk about him probably in the two RFs, is Joshie Schuster. Mm. Once again, a bit of vibe here. He's moving to 5'8". Came off a season that I don't think any of us could have predicted last year. Well, I don't think anyone did predict how it played out last season. 5'8 role is his on that left edge. I think at the price, regardless of what you think of Josh Schuster, I think you have to start with him.
Yeah, I think he's pretty close to my first pick. Yeah. You just have to at that price. He's almost bottom dollar to start the season. I think I touched on the podcast last night. He's, provided he's playing 80 minutes as 5'8", I think his worst case are maybe 45 average player. Best case, he's 75 if he does what we know he can do. Yeah. Averages 75 to 80 and is a season-long keeper. Where would I sit him at if I was guessing? Dangerous thing to do with Josh Schuster, but you know, maybe 50 to 55 average for the season. Sure. So, and if he can do that, there's bank to be made.
Is he the only player in the comp that could average anywhere from 25 to 70? Yeah,
exactly.
It's incredible.
And the beauty, we think, of Schuster is he's a cheapie, but he's also a cheapie that you should be able to play in your 17 in the early parts of the season pretty confidently, which there aren't many cheapies you can say that about.
And if Turbo is on the field, Manly, they will come up against plenty of flat tracks. And there's not many that love a flat track more than Joshie Schuster.
Yeah.
Loves playing his touch football and whatnot. So I don't outthink the room. Just put him in your side, whether it's 2RF, 5'8", whatever.
If it fails, we'll all fail together.
We'll all fail, yeah. You gain nothing, you lose nothing. Another one that I just want to mention that a lot of people have messaged me about, Jackson Hastings moving clubs, going from the Tigers to the Knights, they should be better. Look, 546K, 52 average last year. You have a look at his games at the end of last season at lock. I think he was averaging about 65 across those games. So he's overpriced. And, mate, the way that they're going to play with him playing both sides of the ruck, I think that his contract wouldn't have said 5'8". It would have just said, get the best out of KP. And I just think that KP's – I think he'll play a similar role to – sorry, not similar. A lesser role, but similar to what Cody Walker was last year. I think there'll be a lot of points that'll come out the back of what he does, but he won't pick up any Supercoach points for him.
Yeah, that's it. He's the link man in the middle. He's the general. He gets him around the park. Again, he's one of them players that unfortunately it won't always equate to Supercoach scoring. And, mate, you've nailed it well. With KP there, he's going to be the man. And then if KP's not there, all right, a lot of onus around the attack will come down to Jackson Hastings, but how good are the Knights without KP? Not for me.
So, yeah. So, even though he is dual position and that's appealing, I couldn't do it personally. Mate, the last one that is dual position as well that we'll touch on is Isaiah Katoa. He's been spoken about a lot. I see a lot of guys shoving him in their team so they can spend money elsewhere. I personally think with your Schusters and with your guns that are available at half and 5'8", why on earth would you start with this kid? Just wait X amount of weeks. You could wait 3. You could wait 30. You might be waiting until 2024, realistically. I don't think you will, but I would definitely be waiting until he gets an opportunity. You might even find when he does get an opportunity, he might play 10 minutes off the bench his first 5 games.
Big time.
And which would be very Wayne, and it would make sense. He's very young. He's hardly played any footy against grown men, Katoa. So people's trying to free up cash by going Katoa. I think it's a waste there. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. He could also be named to start the season, in which case, all right, we'd probably have to find a spot for him. But playing for the Dolphins, he could average 25 there.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, cool, he's cheap and he's a talent. But if your team's no good, then it's irrelevant. So
I think barring injury, I think there is next to no hope of him starting in the halves for the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've seen his talent and how good he is and the lack of spark in that team. So I don't think he will start, but I wouldn't be as shocked as you would. Like, I wouldn't say next to no. I don't think so.
Wayne came out and said the other day that those two are his halves, and he said Nick Arima will be in the team somewhere. Okay. So I can't say, barring injury.
Yeah.
I don't think Katoa's going to – I don't think there's a chance he breaks into the 6 or 7. They've gone and brought Sean O'Sullivan for a reason. Wayne Bennett's always liked Sean O'Sullivan. Yep. Milfsey's boy. And fuck me, you don't start a franchise with a teenager that's played a handful of games against grown men.
Yeah.
And I think he's another classic example that we need to keep in mind.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That he came through his prime 17, 18, 19 years of age during COVID, didn't play a heap of footy.
Yeah.
So I just don't think he's ready for that sort of task. You might be right, but I just...
No, I don't think he will. Yeah. I just say I wouldn't be as shocked as you would.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. I think your call of being a 14 and playing 15 minutes a game, that's a...
Eventually, But yeah, I just don't start with him. If he becomes relevant, then have that conversation.
That's the point. Don't start with him.
Don't start with him. Yes. Well, it was a long way around. Good God. Halfback. Full episode, 3 p.m. this afternoon on YouTube.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.